USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
One of the jurors in the Derek Chauvin trial is under scrutiny after admitting in an interview that he'd attended a Black Lives Matter rally in Washington, D.C. Tim Berg has the story.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized a guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound before. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden will continue his tour this week to sell his spending plans to the American people, heading to Louisiana on Thursday. The president's plans would cost more than $4 trillion and would be paid for through hikes to corporate tax rates and an increase on the tax rates of the highest earners. Congressman Kevin Brady says that raising taxes in a pandemic doesn't make economic sense. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the hike will impact working families and ultimately their jobs.
No question, the president inherited a very strong economic recovery and life-saving vaccines entering into office. But I counted 6.5 million U.S. jobs lost just because of the policies he spoke about at his joint address to Congress. You know, raising really crippling taxes as we try to recover from this pandemic makes no economic sense. I think it's the biggest economic blunder in our lifetimes. In the day, it lands on working families and will drive U.S. jobs overseas. So this couldn't be a worse time to do this.
And a farmer in Belgium may have started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to one side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Erquelenes. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819, when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.